Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, hello, fall. It looks like you've arrived today with your rain. Jeff Phelps has a theory about the seasons being off. I think he's 100% correct.
You said that yesterday when we were walking back to the cars.
You're 100% right. I think the seasons are off by like 4 or 5 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
3 or 4 weeks, you think?
Yeah.
Like today, like the last, today
this
starts
should
like
be
fall.
Early September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mid-September. It's the axis of the earth.
And that's
it?
Why when, you know, we get to March, it now is too cold all the time.
It kills the spring sports season.
Yes, it
does. Is what it does. But it extends. It almost makes you think, don't you wish they played high school baseball or kids baseball more?
Yes, I do.
Towards summer, fall, rather
yes.
than spring. Wow.
Best, most beautiful time of the year.
I agree.
Especially we know what's coming.
With the changing of the leaves, the whole autumnal equinox that makes us feel outstanding.
By the way.
To NPR to start the show. It's Baskin and Phelps. I'll say something stupid here to get everything going. So, hi, Jeff. How are you? I'm Andy.
It's the first time you've ever worn that shirt. It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm making up for the...
Andy wearing seafoam green.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my
fabulous.
Color. Dan, you're also here too. How does seafoam work for you? Or
hi,
no?
Dano.
Oh, it's always been a great look. I always wanted a guitar that was that color.
Being the only show that isn't on YouTube here now, why does it matter what we wear?
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, heavens
That's
though.
The reason how I dress the way I dress.
That's okay.
It explains a lot.
I'd much rather wear a t-shirt to work than...
I've got these shirts with collars. I just wear them. Pretty soon they'll fall apart.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly
and you're
right.
always ready to play golf.
Exactly right.
There is not a course in the country that wouldn't take you. Jeff, what do we have coming up on the show today?
Andy, I can't tell you.
You can't?
What
you
great stuff we have.
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't have the sheet in front of you.
Mary Kay Cabot's coming up at 11 o'clock. She's going to talk about all the Kevin Stefanski rumblings right now. And then at 11:40, one of our good buddies. Former Pride of St. Vincent, well, current Pride, always Pride.
The most famous
St. Mary High School.
Graduate of St. Vincent.
There's a big announcement coming from a St. Vincent, St. Mary guy at noon today.
11:40 even.
Yeah, it's not Frank Stams. He's going to join us at 11:40.
Oh, all right.
Former Browns linebacker, former running back, former member of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some Browns. Also going to talk a great event that he's going to be part of coming up.
All these things coming up. By the way, just quickly, can we talk about that? Is there any LeBron's got some announcement today at noon, right? That's what you
yeah,
just
I would
to.
Imagine that LeBron is.
It is 100% got to be some kind of marketing thing that I just.
It's
I just
either a marketing thing or he's going to say he's going to retire at the end of this year. And can it actually be a major, major announcement when a guy in his 40s says he's going to retire from a pro sport? 216-474-0092. How major can
if
that
LeBron
be?
If LeBron retires, it's a big deal.
Well, but Andy's in
it's a big deal. It doesn't matter.
Sure. He's in his 40s. I would hope he's going to retire sometime, enjoy life.
Remember Kobe's tour? That was actually pretty cool. When Kobe did his last season, the NBA went around and he did press conferences in every city. And it was, I actually enjoyed it. I thought he was kind of cool. Did you go to that? Do you remember when Kobe came here?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Don't believe I did. I remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retired and did that. That was cool.
Do you remember when Moses retired? That was a good one.
No.
Yeah, he was kicking it around. I'm going to take my talents to another.
Moses Malone?
Wrong Moses, no. The original.
Jerry Moses?
No, the goat Moses. The original one. The one that parted the seas.
Okay, all right.
All right, guys, let me go back to Sunday. We're going to start. Please do. We get some sports here. It's only like 11 o'clock already. Dylan Gabriel starts. We talked about a lot of things yesterday.
Hey.
And Dylan Gabriel got the start. Was he bad?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I thought he was okay. I wanted
was he
to,
good?
Was he better than Joe Flacco?
Yep.
Why?
Kevin Stefanski will tell you why.
Because he didn't turn the ball over.
There it is.
That's the whole reason
that's
why.
That's exactly it. That's the reason, Andy.
What would the outcome of that game been if Joe Flacco would have started? They still only got... The hard part for me is all I can see is 17. That's all I see. I see a team that cannot score points. By the way, yesterday I said 21 is the... 21 is what the average league averages in points.
Screw up.
Well, I'm not wrong, but because over the last 2 years... Over the last 2 years, the league average has been just a little bit over 21 points per game.
There you go.
Okay. This year, through what, 5 weeks of the season, it's about 23 points a game.
Yeah.
So, I just don't get it. Are our wide receivers that bad? Your offensive line was a little bit better this week, too, especially with the running game.
Yeah.
But that helps when you have somebody who has burst and he's able to run. It's funny how that works with Quinshon Judkins.
It's a shocking combination.
It's weird. All right, so what did you... Just give me your overall picture of Dylan Gabriel on Sunday. What if I say to you, Jeff Phelps, word association, Dylan Gabriel, first game, start, go.
Competent. One word. You wanted it? There it is. Competent.
Yeah, I actually want a little bit more than one word.
Well, you asked for one.
No, I just said word association. I never said one word.
Well, word association doesn't mean one word, and then you give him a paragraph.
Yeah, I'm asking for a paragraph.
All right, I'll give you a paragraph.
All right.
He was competent, promising. I think they were very conservative in their game plan, and that might have been a good thing. You know, you can determine who a good quarterback is when that quarterback has to make plays, I've always thought. Can you make plays to help me win a football game? I don't think Dylan was put in the situation to make plays to win a football game. The only, you know what I mean? They were so conservative that they just, especially in the fourth quarter, I just thought, ugh. I do think it's interesting, and I don't know if it's telling by any stretch, and I don't think it is, but it's interesting that after they lost the lead, and the Vikings, you know, came back and took the lead with 25 seconds left.
Yep.
And the Browns had to do something. It's interesting that he completed two 22-yard passes. Now, I think the Vikings were giving him some room.
Oh, for sure they
you
were.
Know? Yeah. But still, you didn't want him to go down the field. And yet they went down the field a little bit. And I just wonder, okay, if the offensive deep thinkers take the chains off of him, can you see more of this? Can that make the wide receivers look better? You know, and those two 22-yard plays, one was to Bond and one was to Thrash.
Oh, he found the wide receivers.
Well,
yeah.
Those are the guys who... The wide receivers had only five catches.
I know, that's
two of
why.
Two of them came then. So before the final 23 seconds of the game, the Browns wide receivers had three catches. I'm not going to just blame the Browns wide receivers on that. I'm going to blame the conservative approach to the offensive play calling. But again, maybe in that situation, it's what they thought they had to do to win the game. And basically, Andy, they had the game won. Then the defense gave up a big drive and everything else. I think they would have had it won had they not been so conservative offensively earlier in the fourth quarter.
Do you feel comfortable with Gabriel moving forward?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm kind
why not?
I don't think they have anything to, like, I like Joe Flacco, and again, I think Kevin, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, Kevin would start him for 17 games if he could.
It wasn't working though, Andy.
I think he felt he was in a position now, this week, that he had to try something different. And if your core value as a head coach is to make sure you don't turn the ball over,
that's
what he got this week.
Well, Andy,
he got exactly what he asked for. He got a quarterback that, and I don't know if it's, you know,
Can I give you a stat you're not going to like?
Sure.
Joe Flacco has made, what, 5 starts 2 years ago and 4 starts this year.
So in his last 9 starts, yeah.
14 interceptions in those 9 starts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some are
14 interceptions.
How many are like end of half interceptions?
The first 2 this year weren't on him.
Right.
But they weren't great throws by him, but they weren't really on him. I think the wide receiver should have made those plays. And I understand that. But there are 14 interceptions in 9 games. That doesn't include the playoff game. And we know there were, you know, there were interceptions in that. That's why yesterday when Kevin spoke, I found it very interesting. One of the first things he mentioned about Dylan Gabriel was he took care of the football. It's like, okay, well, see, that's, but here's the other thing, Andy. Taking care of the football can lead to a bland and ineffective offense.
And that's kind of what we got.
That's kind of what we got. Yeah, and that's why I wonder, can they take, you know, can they loosen things up for Dylan a little bit and let's see what he has?
Your defense got you turnovers. You know, that's another thing that you got what you needed. Yeah. It is so hard for me to get mad at the defense for giving up what they gave up at the end of the game.
Andy, they gave up only 21 points. In the NFL today, if you give up 21 points, you should have a really good chance to win.
Especially when the league average is 23, as there we just discussed right out of the gate. I like Dylan Gabriel. I thought he did a good job. I still wonder what Shedeur Sanders is going to look like once he figures this thing out, once the coaching staff can feel comfortable putting him on the field during a regular season game, which means I don't know what happens to Joe Flacco. I also think at some point Deshaun Watson is going to be back this season, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to drive off the road right now, whether you want to put your head through a computer right now. I think if they get forced into a position where he can be on the field, 2 injuries, boom, he's going to be back out there if he's healthy and they can play him. Again, they got to put him in that window first to get him going where they've got 21 days to activate him because he'd be coming off the IR. But I am never, ever going to put the, he's not playing for the Browns again. I remember people were so mad at me. I had somebody, like, what do you mean he's going to play again? I go, look, I mean, if you have injuries, we've seen this before. You've seen the jersey. You know how many players have played on this team at quarterback since 99.
Yeah.
And if the opportunity arises, he's going to be back out on the field.
I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah. Neither would you.
And I just, and people are like, it's never going to happen. Blah, 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 blah.
I understand people feeling that way, but let's
it's
be
the way they feel. There's just no reality. It is 100% the difference between reality and fandom. Well, fandom says, I never want to see him on the field again. I'm not saying that. But I've had people come, I never want to see him. Okay, I know you don't want to see him on the field again. But the problem is when someone hands someone a check for services, they expect services in return.
Well, and Andy, he's here. And he's under contract for next year.
Yes.
So that's, if he weren't under contract for next year, I'd just say they'll go ahead and cut him. But, you know, there are implications with all of that. So stay tuned.
All right. Give me your assessment of Dylan Gabriel on Sunday. I want your overall assessment. We had a day to digest this thing. Do you feel comfortable with him moving forward? And the sickness of being a Browns fan, This morning I found optimism. I can't believe it. I'll explain that. And I was like, I can't believe I'm even thinking this, but I did find some optimism, especially for a quarterback that just made his first start and probably thinking, you know, most first quarterbacks don't win their first game, first starting quarterback opportunity that Dylan Gabriel had. So again, I'm going to ask you, Dylan Gabriel, we're looking at the leash on him. How long is it? And were you okay with what he did on Sunday? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.